This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm sure they're going to be nervous. I hope they're nervous. It's a great opportunity. I mean, it's part of life is, you know, having opportunities. You're going to be a little nervous. You're going to be a little excited, and I think that's great. I think that's part of what makes this tournament so unbelievable.
Coach, you obviously went on the radio last night or yesterday and talked about kind of working with somebody in the athletic department. I just wanted to know if there are any updates that you had for us about it.
Yeah, we're playing Florida. It's a big matchup for us. Like, this is all about the Sweet 16 and these guys enjoying this as much as possible. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
That's Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Yesterday, San Francisco ahead of their Sweet 16 matchup against number one seed Florida. And you heard the question, you know, any comments on your comments from the day before in DC radio, and he deflected like a brilliant strategist to the game itself, because that's the task at hand. And he talked about how good Florida is. He talked about how brilliant their guard is, Walter Clayton Jr. Talked about it. He also elaborated a little bit more why he shoots 48% when he drives to his left. He shoots 38% when he drives to his right. He really got kind of clever with the media, but what he did, which dodged the question. Now, we know news out of College Park yesterday was Kermit the Frog's going to be the commencement speaker for the university, and Jim Henson, of course, who created the Muppets, Maryland grad, passed away 35 years ago. But no one like Daryl Pines, for instance, I guess, is actually in San Francisco with the basketball team. The athletic director, former, is now in Dallas, AD at SMU. So Kevin Willard, who was given a term sheet, I guess, to stay on as head coach, didn't sign it. And they got real verbose, no one get in here, talking about what he wants to see from the program moving forward. Well, Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, reporting today, Kevin Willard's gone. Win or lose tonight. Now, if they win, they get to the Elite Eight for the first time in 23 years. If they lose, they're on a plane back to College Park. What, probably later tonight from San Francisco. And then the reports were this morning, they've already put together a list of coaches they'd be interested in. And from what we understand, Dwayne Simpkins on the list. Friend. Took American U to the tournament. Former Terp. Tony Skin was an assistant at Maryland, now at GMU. John Calipari's name was mentioned, whose team is currently in the same region as Maryland. But from what Terrapin Times and Keith Calvin are reporting, it's not those three guys. It is an established coach, been to Sweet 16s, been to Elite Eights. No, Vinny, it's not Rick Pitino. And he was in this year's tournament. Now, whether or not this comes to fruition, but from what we understand, that's the scope. That Willard is basically gone. And the ball was in Maryland's court. And if you want to use a tennis analogy, they hit it out. Or basketball, they dribbled it out of bounds. That sort of thing.
Right. I think I'm just ready for all of this to be over. I mean, this has been, it's been very annoying the past couple of weeks. To have your first Sweet 16 appearance, all the hype of this season from Derek Queen, the five-star status coming in, living up to the hype, all the transfers clicking, the Crab 5 nickname, all the fun they had along the way. It should have been about the players the entire time. We should be celebrating them. We should be talking about them right now. But instead, we're talking about the coach because he made it about himself.
A week ago.
Right. And the thing that really bothered me, not him deflecting, it's what he should do. It's what he should have done a week ago before they faced Grand Canyon. But it was convenient for him to try to leverage at the time. Now a deal is done, so it's no longer convenient for him to bash the university. So he can deflect. But his comment there was, well, I'm so proud of this team. You know, watching them have all this fun, they deserve it. Like, are you? Are you having fun?
And keep in mind, too, that since Queen hit the buzzer beater against Colorado State, he's become sort of a national celebrity. Of course, if you followed college basketball, you've known he's been an elite prospect for years. He was freshman of the year in the Big Ten this season. Made first team all conference, according to one of the voting cycles there. So you've known who he is. His first game, he had 20 and 20 rebounds and points. But by hitting the shot, then giving Baltimore a shout out, even LeBron James apparently gave Baltimore and Derek Queen a shout out because LeBron, of course, and Carmelo, he grew up in Baltimore. That was all kind of intertwined. Not only is the University of Maryland getting run, Baltimore City is getting some run. So it's a good look for all of us involved. But Kevin Willard just kind of napalmed the athletic department, and in particular, Damon Evans last Thursday, doubled down on a couple of other occasions, talking about the NIL money's out of control. Players, what, $2-3 million? I don't know if this is true, and I'm not going to say that it is. There was alleged he didn't even show up to the team dinner or some nonsense, or told the team he was leaving when he met with them. He did say on DC radio a couple of days ago, I'm the head coach at Maryland for now, or I'm staying for now. But according to Keith Cavanaugh and everybody at Terrapin Times, he's gone, Joe. And not only is he gone, the replacement has already been chosen.
Right. And if you're Villanova, this is your guy. This is who you wanted. I mean, you're all in on him at this point. You're not going to change your mind. But are you happy with what you're seeing? That this is your coach? You know, forcing his way out of a good situation? Or, I mean, look, say what you want about the athletic department, the future of it. Right now, today, the present is a good situation. You're in the Sweet 16. And this is how your coach, who's never been to a Sweet 16 before, is choosing to spend that trip. How miserable of a person are you that this is a first accomplishment in your career and you're spending it trying to line your pockets with more money?
But to try to think like him real quick.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to Villanova. That's it. There's no football program there. Certainly not a Big Ten level program. So whatever NIL monies they have, usually I would assume vast majority goes to the basketball program. And it's only a state above glorious championship history. They haven't been in the tournament in 3 years. And Jay Wright's handpicked replacement, Neptune, didn't get it done. So they understand they don't want to fall into irrelevancy. And Willard maybe feels more comfortable closer to New Jersey. Who knows?
Well, he did name drop Jersey earlier.
Yes, he
I'm guessing he's had this job for a while. That allows you to become arrogant and cocky and say the things that you want to say when you've already got one in your pocket. That would be what I think. And he was just kind of getting back at all the stuff that he wanted to get off his chest that he's been dealing with for 3 years with Damon.
Yeah, and he's been complaining behind the scenes for a couple of years, too. But University of Maryland still task at hand. 6.5-point underdogs taking on Florida, number one seed. We'll break down the Florida Gators. We'll talk to Walt Williams, as a matter of fact, about all of this. Hey, Walt Williams. He came in the aftermath of Len Bias with Bob Wade. Then Coach Wade was fired. Gary Williams came in. Then they got put on probation. As good as Walt was, he never got to play in an NCAA tournament. He could have left to the highest, well, not highest bidder, immediately after the probation. He chose to stay and has kind of been the foundation guy for the program. But we'll talk to Walt about that and tonight's matchup, which is a daunting task.